So a story now of government secrets, of weapons of mass destruction of the biological nature, and scientific success. Meet Ron Fouché, who's the lead researcher for a team of Dutch scientists who has a bit of success to report on. Ron, good morning.
Good morning.
Ron's on the line from Rotterdam. And explain your success that actually is being published in Science and Nature, the two preeminent journals in science, certainly regarding biology.
Yeah, they are not published yet. We have submitted a paper describing our results. And the results are that we have shown for the first time that the H5N1 bird flu virus can become airborne with just a handful mutations.
So using genetic engineering techniques, you mutated the existing bird flu virus to create a strain that spreads through the air, and that's success. But one of the reasons why those results aren't being published might have to do with the government weighing in here. Ron, can you describe what that's all about?
Yeah, so the normal way scientists make their data available to the public is by publication in scientific journals with all the details included. And that was our intention with this manuscript also. But because of potential dual use research, which means that the results can be used for good causes and bad causes, the manuscript was screened by the National Science Advisory Board for Biosecurity in the USA. And this board has advised the U.S. government that the data should not be published in detail, so that we would be able to report our results as a course story, but not with the detailed methods and detailed results that could lead to misuse of our data.
All right, so you develop an airborne flu virus, which could possibly initiate a pandemic, according to a science advisory board in the United States. There could be good uses and bad uses of that, certainly. And here is the issue in the voice of Dr. Amy Patterson, who's the director of that National Science Advisory Board you just spoke about a moment ago.
The concern is, how do we get the important public health information out to the community? There's a legitimate public health need for this research, but at the same time, we want to minimize the potential for misuse of this information. The idea here is to publish the general conclusion, but to not publish the methodologic details and the details of the sequence information that would make it easy for someone to misuse this approach in a way that would threaten public health.
Now, that's Dr. Amy Patterson, director of the National Science Advisory Board for Biosecurity, who looked at your paper that you and your researchers developed that you want published in Science and Nature and said, publish certain things, but don't publish other things. Ron Fouché, as the lead researcher, are you fine with that recommendation?
Yes, in principle, there's nothing against it. It all makes perfect sense. The only problem that we have with it is that the people that need to know, so legitimate researchers around the globe that need to know the details of our story, those are manifold. We think that perhaps as much as 100 organizations internationally need to get our detailed data. And by the time we have distributed the information to so many researchers around the world, then the question arises, is this still classified information? We think not. We think that the information will be on the street eventually, and therefore we might as well publish it as is now.
All right, 2 points there, and one pretty tantalizing in the statement you just made. So your assessment is that there are probably very few people out there who would use this information to create a terrorist weapon, but a lot of researchers out there who could use this information to develop countermeasures, vaccines, treatments that might actually be of use in a pandemic. Is that fair?
That is absolutely correct. We think that there are hundreds of organizations that need to know the details and can use the information in the interest of public health to either prevent a pandemic, or if we are in the unlucky situation where a pandemic would be triggered, that we actually would have vaccines and antivirals ahead of time. So that's the good news. For as far as the bad news is concerned, I think that the bioterrorist organizations or rogue countries have much easier ways to act in to have bioterrorist activism this mutating this virus, the H5N1 virus, is certainly not the simplest option. Nature is the biggest bioterrorist, and there are many pathogens out in the field that one can get and grow up in one's garage. So bioterrorists or rogue countries would not use our information, I would think.
Although, Ron Fouché, I have to say, you know, what's it like to be developing an airborne bird flu that could kill? I mean, what sort of precautions do you have to take? I mean, there are a lot of people out there this morning listening to this radio program who would say, why would you even do such a thing?
Well, this decision to do this work did not come easy. This has been the result of a 10-year planning operation, building new facilities to do the work, interacting very intensely with national and international governments and biohealth experts to see whether we should do it and how we should do it safely. And we unanimously came to the conclusion that this work needed to be done.
Now, you described
this is not. This is not the act of Dr. Jekyll doing this secretly in a small lab in the Netherlands.
Your words, not mine. Ron Fouché, lead researcher in Rotterdam, talking about the creation of a new strain of bird flu that could actually spread through the air. Before we go, is it possible, and you described this at the very beginning, that it's a relatively few set of mutation steps to get it to be airborne? Could the same thing happen with, say, Ebola, which has a much higher fatality than this virus?
No, Ebola belongs to a family of viruses that actually never get airborne, so it would be very close to being impossible to get that viruses like that to go airborne.
Glad to hear that. And what are the safeguards besides the restriction of this publication to keep this virus from getting out into the environment?
Well, we have the most secure and safe facilities available in the Netherlands.
Well, congratulations, and I'm breathing a little easier after speaking with you, Dr. Ron Fouché, lead researcher for a team of Dutch scientists that successfully created a new strain of bird flu that spreads through the air, the details of which were advised by a U.S. government panel not to be published in the journals Science and Nature. Congratulations, and thanks for joining us, Ron.
You're welcome.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.